You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Awesome if the quarterback that you really liked in the NFL, if the team that he played on had a full-time general manager for a game that's decided by 2.5 to 3.5 points week in, week out. And this is not high school and college football. Games are decided by a whisker, a fingernail. Woo! Maybe a toenail. Oh, well. The Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Good morning. Welcome in. Hope you're doing well. Let me give you the guest list. At 8:30, we'll have Bucky McMillan, head basketball coach for Samford. His story's unbelievable. Ripped off a ton of high school championships. Nate Oates was a high school coach. Danny Hurley was a high school coach. Matt Painter was a high school coach. Right? The list goes on and on. And Bucky McMillan is at Samford, and he's won big. They had Kansas beat Kansas just a couple of weeks ago. And he runs an exciting offense with insane offensive what? Scoring efficiency, baby. That's what you want. That's what drives the bus and the train and flies the jet and the plane. Good morning. Welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show. Bucky McMillan, head basketball coach at Samford in Birmingham. Great story. Ripped off state championship after state championship, just ran circles around people, and then landed the Samford job. He'll be on a TV that you know, where you'll be watching a game soon. SEC, ACC, what other conferences are still? Big 12 and Big 10. So he'll be in that space sooner than later. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. The SEC Insider Hit this morning is brought to you by Muskelly Furniture and any of the Muskelly sleep stores. And you know that I sleep on the purple mattress. You know I love it. You know I love it. Adapts to your body, doesn't trap heat. The purple grid, baby. Haven't seen technology like this in the mattress industry. It's all powered by Muskelly sleep stores. Also, if you need to upgrade for the weekend or this spring or summer, as far as the living room, dining room, man room, den, sofas, recliners, sectionals, all powered by Muskelly Furniture. I've got Jackson Meadows with me. I am your host, Bo Bounds. I hope you're doing well. Please be careful out there. That weather was not awesome, and it is that time of year where it growls at you, and it's loud, and it comes rolling through out of Texas and Louisiana, and it's just quite frankly not awesome. I can't believe that we didn't lose electricity, but I hope you didn't. And also, if you have a commercial or industrial building in Mississippi, who do you want to call? not Ghostbusters, Independent Roofing Systems, roofing.ms, number one commercial industrial roofing company in Mississippi, Independent Roofing Systems, roofing.ms.
Calling the IRS. That's what I like.
Yeah. The IRS. Oh, yeah. Independent Roofing Systems. That's pretty good.
Give a ring.
Oh, man.
Just don't mention my name. I appreciate that.
Don't mention Jackson. I guess you could say Double Down or Ice Cream Drinks, but you can't say Jackson Meadows.
No, but either of the other ones, we're good to go there. Actually, you know, Jackson's my middle name. Well, hold on now. Let me hit my off button.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm just going to give myself away.
Man. All right, so evidently this whole thing, I didn't realize this whole thing rebooted overnight.
Nice.
Interesting. I mean, all right. You know. I'm just glad we're on. With all the tin bins up above us and the rain, I'm glad we're on.
It's just, you know, man, it's another part of the skill set that we talk about all the time.
Jeff Tanner's a machine.
Improvisation.
The ability to improvise.
Number one.
The ability. Hey, I got to show. I know I talked to Chris Jans. He lost James Miller. His top assistant on. There's a lot going on within a major college basketball program for Chris Jans and Chris Beard. Y'all know that, right? And with Rick Stansberry and Andy Kennedy, although these two have more money than Andy Kennedy and Rick Stansberry had, right? Because every year the SEC pot grows and more resources and more money and more da-da-da-da-da. But James Miller was a longtime friend, assistant, and colleague and kind of right-hand man. Now, George Brooks is an absolute dude for the Mississippi State basketball program and needs to get that recognition because he's done a great job bringing in players. James Miller, also a valuable asset for Chris Jans. Man, he's got an awesome opportunity to go get an offensive coordinator. The question is, can he do it? I have this you know, we're always noodling around on kind of what the next theory is. Or, not theory, but because we want it to be able to, I want the coaches to be able to apply it, or our fan bases, as far as, you know, hey, this is what it takes. But, and I can use Kiffin, I can use Mullen, I can use Moorhead as an example of what not to do. What gets you here? The overwhelming majority of the time isn't going to be enough to get the program that you take over where they want to go in the SEC, the Big Ten, and even some ACC schools and some Big 12 schools. In other words, I give Jans credit. He was head coach of a junior college outside of, you know, Pensacola. What is it, Chipola Junior College? And in the Panhandle. You know, I mean, he had to run the roads. He was an assistant for years. He was at Wichita State as an assistant. And then he hits at New Mexico State. But what gets you here? Same thing, athletic director, sports talk radio host, sales guy, business owner, physician, you know, accountant, architect. It does not, you know, nurse practitioner. What got you there? Nursing school got you there. But then you're going to have to learn more. You know, I mean, when I hear on podcasts from two neurosurgeons that 50% of what's being taught today, this morning in med school, is outdated. What? Med school ain't going to get you there. It's going to get you. It'll get you there. Then you'll have to do more. I mean, continuing ed's kind of an antiquated, you know, words, but there's something to it. And so when I think about Chris Jans, and even I know Beard's already been to the Final Four with Texas Tech, but that was a different age. We're now portaling. Yeah. We now have the transfer portal. And let's just be honest, Ole Miss basketball had a disappointing season. I mean, it tanked in the end. They wanted to go to the postseason. And with Matthew Morrell, the way the game is constructed and put together this day and age, you should be able to go to the postseason. Matthew Morrell is everything you want to be, you want at the college game. 6'5", do it all, shoot, beautiful game, lots of rhythm, so on. So it was a disappointing year for Chris Beard and Ole Miss Hoops. Back to Chris Jans. We've got a little bit of a standoff here on contract negotiations, which is fine with me. The bottom line is Zach Selman needs to get as much money as he can from a school if Chris Jans were to leave. So, like, he starts with, you know, $6 million, $7 million pot. And he needs to hold. Nothing against Chris. I like Jans. He's a good coach. Are Jans and Beard worth what they're getting paid and what the two fan bases are about to pump into NIL? You can debate that. But the bottom line is, you know, March Madness is fun. Watching Jans march through January and February and March was fun. Going to the SEC, you know, beating Auburn and Tennessee at home and Tennessee in the SEC tournament was fun. And the lead up to Michigan State was fun. The game was not. But you accomplished some things. So that's where we are. And he loses James Miller and they're trying to get this contract. And they may have, I mean, they may have come to terms overnight. I don't know. We may see a release today. It may be tomorrow. There still may be some openings. We'll see. Y'all know where I would go. A whopping, not even 2 hours. I just made that drive from Starkville to Birmingham for Birmingham in January with my Wild Turkey Wilderness Trail friends. But Starkville to Birmingham is 2 hours. And I would go get a guy from Louisville, Mississippi by the name of Andy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kennedy.
Golly, I wish.
If that happens.
Right,
I mean,
right,
I'm
right,
great
right.
with Chris. I want Chris Jans to be the head basketball coach.
Yes.
But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if Kentucky's going to start a domino effect. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes. Who knew that Andy Enfield, which most of y'all don't know who he is, leaves Southern Cal to take the SMU job, and it starts a domino effect in the world of college basketball? What the hey? Musselman wanted out of Arkansas so bad he took the Southern Cal job. They've got more money than Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Kentucky, and South Carolina boosters, and that's a lot of money because you've got billionaires and 100 millionaires left and right, Southern Cal's fan base, and they won't pump any money in NIL because it's not about do you have it. It's like Mississippi State in football. It's not about do they have it. I mean, they just had a guy named Bishop that when you Google him on Forbes, he's worth $3.3 billion, give $110 million to Mississippi State University. And then they just had a guy that just moved to, not Saudi Arabia, but and he's my age. I was in school with him. Boy, that humbles you, doesn't it? He gave $20 million to the university. But the point is, Dubai, he and his wife just moved to Dubai. I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's yep.
They had a home in Nashville, North Carolina, and Atlanta, and they decided to go to Dubai. But, hey, when you can jump on a private jet and get back to Nashville in a few hours, why not? My point is this. It's not about whether you have it. It's about whether you're committed. Ole Miss and Missouri are committed in football. Let me circle back to where I was going. Andy Enfield, or whatever his name is, he was at Florida something years ago. Remember his wife was good looking and he caught fire. And he took the Southern Cal job. He leaves to go to SMU. Musselman wants out of Fayetteville so bad, which is weird because they love it. And evidently he worked out with John with a Tyson 3 days a week. Huh. And now the Tysons are putting the Calipari thing today. You know how Musselman, you'd always see him on the sideline. He's a workout dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's buff. He's in great shape. Musselman worked out and lived in the neighborhood with one of the Tysons and couldn't get them to give any money. That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for me. But anyway, evidently he doesn't know how to either ask, sell, you know, whatever, cultivate. But as we're seeing this domino effect of, you know, Andy Enfield go to from Southern Cal in Los Angeles, where you trip over players. All you need is three in basketball. Three players, three role players, you can go to the Elite Eight. All right. So he goes to SMU. Musselman goes to Southern Cal. Calipari goes to Arkansas. Who's going to go to Kentucky? Who knew that a guy would leave Southern Cal to go to SMU and hoops and we would have John Calipari at Arkansas? What the hey? What's going on here? Lions and Tigers and double crazy pills this morning.
I mean, what?
I know. All right, we are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. And we mentioned what you need to do on the commercial residential side. I'm sorry, commercial industrial side. Commercial buildings, industrial buildings. If the weather got you, Independent Roofing Systems. Roofing.ms. Roofing.ms. Let me say it one more time. Roofing.ms. If you have a commercial or industrial building, Joe Nockin and the team will take care of you. Now, Jackson, are we going to have time to put together a master's deal?
You know?
On ESPN? We may have to do that during one of the breaks.
Yeah, it wouldn't
a master's
be
pool?
Yeah, a master's pool.
I don't know if we can do it same way through our bracket challenge. If ESPN offers it. I know CBS does.
I know they do.
I'm not tied. I've never done anything with CBS. So, you know, we're already like linked in with our bracket challenge on ESPN. But we may do a master's pool. It's going to be awesome. Hopefully the weather, it does trend over there. I don't know what today looks like. I'm hoping they are able to get their par three in. I hope all the people that bought crazy expensive tickets get to go and enjoy it. I got to go on a Friday. I've only been once. I got to go on a Friday where it was 70 to 75 degrees. Absolutely beautiful. Blue sky, sunshine, and it's the best sports day I've ever had. It's that cool. It's that much fun. And people are posting about the food. So let me back it up for a second.
Yeah.
The food is fun because it's a, I don't know what it is now, $1.50 to $3. Okay. And I tried all three, pimento cheese. Jackson, will you look up the menu? Chicken salad and something else. And they have three beers, domestic, import, and craft. I think Stella may be their import. I think it is. Stella Artois may be their import, which would be smart. One, it's in a green bottle, green jacket, Augusta. But
they did go up.
What?
They did go up on the prices a little bit.
Yeah, I knew they went up a little bit. But now, is the food great? No. Okay, it's the fact that you're there and right. You're so happy and it's inexpensive. Is it terrible? No. But, like, it's not 2, 3, 4, 5-star culinary here. But it's just fun. You go through, and you know why it's also fun? Is because when you walk up to the concession stand, you wait 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Because they are they're more efficient than Chick-fil-A. I want you to think about that for a second.
It's high praise, man. It's high praise.
When you go through to get a beer, it takes about 13 seconds. Boom, 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 boom. And they don't want you messing around. You know, humans like to screw good things up. Mm-hmm. Well, let me turn around and start BSing with somebody. No.
Get out of the way.
Go. Get your Stella Artois and keep rolling, brother. I'm trying to get to the 14th hole or the 16th or the 8th or the 7th or the whatever. But, yeah, I mean, is the food fun? Sure. Is it cool that you don't have to – well, I mean, you're going to spend a fortune – to get in.
Right.
And some of you spend a fortune at the merch shop. I did not. I just bought a few pieces and then, and they take it from you and they ship it to you. You don't lug anything around. I mean, that's why they've got this thing figured out. You can go pick 4 pullovers for your clients or your kids or your uncle or whoever, and they ship it to your house. Now, look, there were people in there spending, north of $10,000. Bo wasn't. I'm in sports marketing. I don't know what they owned a tech company or something.
Or a couple.
Or just raised a bunch of money and got paid a lot for about 4 or 5 years, and then the tech company didn't do anything. What was it, 3,200 companies failed out of Silicon Valley? We only think about the ones just last year.
Whoa.
We only think about the ones that hit. Because everybody's in a private equity, right? Everybody's going to make $100 billion.
Everyone. You don't make a business model without that.
That's right.
Ice cream sandwich is up 50 cents.
Is it 50 cents?
Georgia peach ice cream sandwich now, so, you know.
Okay. Because the Georgia peach state, yeah, okay.
Go from $2.50 to $3. Oh, shucks. I mean, right. I mean, come on.
Well, you can get a beer and a sandwich for under $10. Well under.
Yeah.
NBA game, beer is 50. Yes. So I was lucky. I was with good friends. I mean, I'm just saying, dude, I think the beers at NBA games are $14.
Yeah, they're minimum 12.
Yeah, okay.
I love the Pelicans, but Lord, they're 14.
And then a burger's 15-ish. And then, you know, well, you know, I told you I had that steak sandwich in Charlotte.
Yeah.
When I went to the Mississippi State, Michigan State game.
Yeah.
And she, you know, did the whole thing in front of us. I mean, actually shaved the meat off the deal. It was great.
That's a little different.
Yeah, you don't find that at, you know, Veterans Memorial Stadium in 1984 when all of us were tracking in as, you know, it was kind of that we were still in our country bumpkin stage. But
didn't have it then.
No, people were urinating in troughs. But, you know, I think that sandwich, I think, was, you know, close to $20.
That's
in Spectrum Arena where the Charlotte Hornets play.
But
the Masters food is not great. It's just, it's the fact that you're there.
Right. It's not supposed to
so
be.
So it
great.
Makes it, I always say that about vacation food. You know, you get down to Destin or 30A. And you're happy, you're like your endorphins are going off and you're happy and you're unplugging, hopefully.
Yeah.
And the sand is good for you and vitamin D, the sun's good for you and the salt water's good for you. And you're with the people you love and you want to spend time with and you got a libation during the day. Right. And then you order and you're like, that is the best shrimp po' boy I've ever had. Well, is it? Or is it because you're at the beach, it feels great, the breeze is there, there's beautiful people everywhere, they're not wearing that much clothes. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Which one is? I mean, it's a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, culmination. You're nailing that.
Okay.
That's good. That's really good. You're right. It's always better when there's better looking people around you. You're having a good time. You're smiling. Oh,
it's like going to Aplos on a sunny day. The sunshine's coming out tomorrow and Friday. If you hit Aplos for Thursday or Friday lunch or late lunch, and it's a Lululemon party.
Yeah.
You're going to be even happier when you order your pizza, your Greek wings, or your gyro.
Yeah, your pizza just went from a 10 to a 12 out of 10.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. All right, so the Ag Up Equipment text line today is 601-885-3776. If you need a John Deere tractor with all the weather to get your family land, your hunting camp, not just deer, your hunting camp, your farm, back up and running, you want to go to Ag Up Equipment in Canton, Ag Up Equipment in Pearl, or any of their other 18 dealerships. John Deere, America's Tractor. The Out of Bounds Show is driven by your next John Deere tractor from Ag Up Equipment. Yazoo City, Canton, Pearl, McGee, Hattiesburg, among other locations. AgUp.com. AgUp.com. Yes, that guy makes a great point. If they could find whoever started the whole efficiency, the model of everything they do at the Masters from never having to wait for the restroom, because you'll walk up, Jackson, and it's 200 deep, and you get through in 3 minutes. It is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's I mean, I can't fathom that.
It is rat. There's all these guys. It's all these people waiting, and then all of a sudden, you're at the urinal, and you're, damn, boom, doing your thing, and you're out in 3 minutes.
How?
You don't miss anything. I don't know. But if you could drop that kind of efficiency in collegiate athletics and have a commissioner for football and then have a commissioner for, I think, basketball, maybe, and then a commissioner for all the other sports, baseball, track and field, men's tennis, women's golf, you could be so more, you know, you could operate at the level that you need to operate.
I'm trying to think, you know, I've waited a long time for a cold beverage before now. I've waited a long time.
Oh, I have too. I don't do that any longer. I mean, I'll get in an Uber and go home,
but
in my 20s, yes. I'm not waiting. You know, I had to tell John Cohen, I mean, I'm not waiting anymore. I mean, it's just, I'm past that. I'm not waiting with my kids when they were 8 and 10.
Oh yeah.
6 and 8. I'm not going to sit there and wait for Dr. Pepper. Either y'all can figure out the concessions, or I'll go to the beach.
Yeah, or I'm going to keep sneaking them in.
Or I'll stay at the lake.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sitting waiting for hot dogs and Dr. Peppers and beers anymore. I mean, we did that because we didn't know any better in 1985 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And again, we all urinated in a trough. That's over. So, you know, your athletic department can either work hard, figure it out, be efficient, you know, make more restrooms and concession stands, or people will watch it on 80-inch TVs, right?
That's
powered by USA Pawn. By the way, if you need a TV for Augusta National, USA Pawn's mega store. They also buy and sell gold and silver. Good Lord. Have you seen what's going on with gold and silver? Powered by USA Pawn and their mega store.